Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We have a lot of work to do, not just in the House for the people of this country, but we see how dangerous of a world it is and how things can change so quickly.
Republican Steve Scalise of Louisiana won the nomination to be the next speaker, but it's unclear if he has the near-perfect unity he'd need in the caucus. The majority leader beat fellow hardline conservative Jim Jordan of Ohio in a secret ballot yesterday. Jordan says he'll back Scalise, though some Jordan supporters say they won't. Lawmakers haven't scheduled an open floor vote, a sign Scalise might still lack support. But Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida says Scalise would be a monumental upgrade to former Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Long live Speaker Scalise.
Do you think he has the votes on the floor?
I sure hope so. We'll see some democracy in action.
Scalise says his first order of business would be to pass a bipartisan resolution supporting Israel. At least 22 Americans have been killed there and 17 remain missing. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says some are likely held by Hamas.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the very distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing and that we may, in fact, find out that more Americans are part of the hostage pool.
President Joe Biden met with Jewish leaders at the White House and says the attacks in Israel raise painful memories and scars left by a millennium of anti-Semitism. North Carolina's GOP-controlled legislature has overridden vetoes by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper to pass laws restricting ballot access. The new rules make mail-in and early voting harder while easing limits on partisan poll watchers. Republicans say they're rebuilding confidence in elections, but Cooper says the real aim is to intimidate people of color and college students.
They know that you can change the outcome of elections, so they're making it harder for you to vote, hoping that you won't bother.
Democrats are filing multiple lawsuits. The Supreme Court's conservative majority is considering whether South Carolina's congressional map was illegally gerrymandered by race. A lower court ordered one district redrawn after finding Republicans moved black voters into another district to make the seat safer for Representative Nancy Mace. Democrat Michael Moore is running against Mace.
It's an opportunity for us in South Carolina to underscore our commitment to the integrity of our institutions, of democracy, and simply to do the right thing here.
Republicans say they ignored race when drawing the district, but did consider party, which is legal. Democrats in Virginia are asking for action by the Justice Department. They say Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's administration violated the Voting Rights Act by scrubbing eligible voters from the rolls. The state acknowledged it had removed more than 10,000 names without notice, many for minor probation violations. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.